6 months after launching its search for a new superintendent, the Columbus City School Board is starting over. But the squabbling that helped derail their previous attempt hasn't exactly gone away. Columbus's school board has been struggling over who will take over the district's day-to-day operations. Tuesday, they threw in the towel.
So the special meeting was called for one reason, and that is to discuss the superintendent search.
That's board president Gary Baker, opening up Tuesday morning's meeting. The board wound up here after painting itself into a corner. Members tangled over candidates until one of two finalists dropped out, leaving interim superintendent John Stanford the last one standing. And along the way, the board's private meetings caught the attention of state auditor Dave Yost. Last week, he warned the board a preliminary investigation indicates members violated Ohio's open meeting law.
We have a streamlined resolution here.
Board member Mary Jo Hudson led off the meeting, and this was actually her second crack at a motion to start a new superintendent search. The board rejected a similar proposal last week. Boiled down, Hudson proposed three things: scrap the current search, hire a mediator to manage the process, and set a soft deadline of June 30th. This time, the board agreed to start over. Board President Michael Cole.
I agree with stopping the search, and had no problem with that the previous meeting. But my biggest concern on this resolution is timing.
Cole said placing a June 30th deadline on the process was too aggressive.
It took us six months, to get down to what were two finalists. And I think that we need to do our district and this board the proper justice of giving ourselves due time.
But fellow member Eric Brown argued the board's slow progress hampered its first search.
A number of candidates, and I have this on very reliable information, bailed out because time was dragging.
Meanwhile, Shauna Gibbs was skeptical of the mediator's role.
Where I'm reading this scheduling coordination of the process, that's what we're hiring the search firm to do. And so the search firm has a lot of these responsibilities.
But Hudson argued forcefully for putting some distance between the search firm and board members. She said previously some members tried to influence the firm, attempting to stack the deck of candidates who would come before the board.
Part of this process is we got to the point, so much happened behind the scenes in this former process that I have no trust left in how we did it.
In the end, the board agreed to a modified role for the mediator. But Hudson believes they'll still be able to insulate the next search from tampering. The board also decided to drop the June 30th deadline. Now, they'll simply complete the search, quote, as soon as possible. Nick Evans, WOSU News.